discussion with consultant and staff regarding managers scheduled to present. Tim, Jeff, Bob, good morning.
You're going to have your two small cap managers in for their somewhat annual review. Ceradex, the small cap value manager that was funded at the end of 2011. This will be the first time you're actually seeing them for a full review. And Emerald will be back in, I'm sure, with the full staff contingent to update you on the small cap growth strategy. Ceradex performance since inception is a little bit behind the benchmark. Over the past year, it's roughly flat to the benchmark. So you're going to want to understand from them what's been lagging a bit there. The other things with Ceradex to take a look at are the size of the product. It's up to $3.1 billion. They closed it about 16 months ago at about $2.5 billion. The market's up 20% since then. That's what gets you to the $3.1 billion. But still, it's a large amount of money for a small cap manager. So quiz them on that. And there's a couple of characteristics that don't look traditionally value for them, notably their price-to-earnings ratio and the price-to-book ratio. You're going to want to understand why it does look a little bit out of step versus the index. Not necessarily a bad thing, but we're going to want to understand from them why they look a little bit different there.
They've been doing reasonably well, and then the second quarter was really hard for them, so might get some dig into that some.
On the Emerald front, we've seen stable staff performance. It looks good. We're up to a 10-year number that's well above the benchmark. The one thing to note on Emerald is they acquired another company down in Oceanside that does direct-to-consumer lending. It's not really related to the rest.
Is that a new business for them then?
Yeah, they bought
totally,
somebody.
Totally, isn't it?
It's completely different. The only kind of connection I can come up with was Ken Mertz, the portfolio manager for your product here, also runs a banking strategy. And the two gentlemen who started this direct-to-consumer lending have a banking background, so I assume there's some connection there. This happened very recently. I haven't even vetted it yet, but just be aware that they bought another company, a very small company.
You might ask them why they did it. It'd be nice to get an explanation.
I talked to Joe last night. We had we met and discussed it, and so he'll give us a very brief update on that, but no marketing, he's been told. Yeah. So this is a review of the current portfolio.
Well, I hope no marketing, because it's not the game we hire him for.
That's true. Right.
But I didn't know Mertz was doing that.
Now, Emerald is out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So those of you who've been have a slightly different perspective on those, on this than those who haven't, because Lancaster's kind of out in the middle of nowhere with horse and buggies all over the place.
Well, that's because he was the administrator for Pennsylvania State retirement system. And he left the field, and then was he a founder of Emerald, or is he just joined the partners? Do you remember?
He's been around a very long time. I can't remember whether he was there.
Yeah, I've been around a very long time. I just remember when he was an administrator. That's what he was an administrator.
And I don't believe he was a founder, but he was pretty early days.
And remember, they did all their big thing at the time was how many on-site visits they would do to managers, which sometimes was like standing outside the fence.
Yep.
And they used to have a portfolio that was Pennsylvania companies.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And when you hired them, they showed up in force. You may recall there were like five of them all lined up here. It'd be interesting to see how many they brought today.
The big guy.
And no problem.
The big guy's new to me. I saw him too.
No problem with Emerald. They're doing really pretty well, knock on wood. And Ceradex is a little below where you'd like, but it's still pretty early days.
So unless there's any questions, we'll go ahead and have Ceradex come on in here.
Okay. I haven't told anybody now.